السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, Mufti Sahib, and may your program and your Jummah in Durban be fruitful for the Ummah. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 38 and 39. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna Allah, verily, surely, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, Alimu Ghaybi Samawati Wal Ard, He alone, His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He knows everything of the unseen, whether in the celestial creation, in the heavens and earth, or whether in the terrestrial creation, in the land and sand, and whatever is in between. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala is Alimul Ghaybi Wa Shahada, as mentioned in chapter 59, verse number 22. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. And in the creation, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has the greatest knowledge, and that is Ilmul Ghayb. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Alimul Ghaib. Always make that distinction. As enshrined in the noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Tilka min amba'il ghaibi nuhiha ilayk, that we have sent the wahi and the news of the unseen to you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ma kunta ta'lamuha, that you did not know before this wahi and revelation about it. So this is enshrined in Surah 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 49, Nuhiha ilayk, we send the wahi to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you see Surah Ibrahim, Surah Nuh, Surah Yusuf, all that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know about it initially. Then after the wahi, Almighty Allah bless the master alayhi salatu wasalam with the greatest knowledge, and as enshrined, remember, in Surah 53, Surah An-Najmi, verses 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ, that he, the master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak from his own desires. It is but wahi, revelation, that is sent to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah is Alimul Ghaib, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest knowledge in the creation regarding the Ilmul Ghaib and the unseen and everything else. Innahu alimum bidati sudur. Verily, Almighty Allah is all-knowing. What is in the inner recesses of our heart? What is my intention? What is your intention? What are we preparing? What are we plotting, planning? What are the enemies of Islam scheming? So everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Our angels, our people who are the nearest to us will not know, but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. يألم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. The eyes that are disloyal, we tell our wife, our children, we're looking at the scenery, or we're looking at the beautiful water here in Umslanga Beach and so forth. But remember, we're looking at something else which is not permissible Islamically. So the eyes that are disloyal and whatever is hidden, obscure in the hearts, all that is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now Almighty Allah has given us freedom of choice. O human being, O masterpiece, make the right choice. Otherwise there will be loss, consequences, and sometimes such consequences that are irreparable and we can never address it and redress it afterwards. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ And He, Almighty Allah alone, He made you, O human being, the masterpiece of His creation. خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلَائِف خَلِيفَ He made you the vicegerent. He made you the deputy. He made you the masterpiece so that you implement the laws of Almighty Allah in your own life, in your family's life. And wherever you have authority, jurisdiction, apply the Sharia, apply the divine code. It's not the function of the government and the MPs and the ministers only in Islam. Every person has to apply and implement the laws of Sharia in our own lives. So remember, it doesn't work from down, from upwards down. It goes from down upwards. Every one of us apply the law, finish, then we all are true Muslims and mu'min. خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ So Allah has made you the deputy, the vicegerent on this earth in South Africa. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, benevolence, grace, mercy. I don't belong to any party. I'm not associated. But we must thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. We have the greatest freedom in the world here in our beloved country, South Africa, to practice and propagate Islam. So therefore, no one has an excuse. But you see the world scenario, what do you see? 8 billion plus people, 7 billion are non-Muslim. So me and you, O Muslim, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, O my sister in Islam, O my brother in Islam, we have the best, we have to share it with the rest. They bombard the day and night by misinformation, disinformation. We have to present Islam in its pristine purity to one and all. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ And whosoever, he or she, that what they do, you must remember that they choose kufr, blasphemy. And then when they choose that blasphemy, they reject the articles of faith. Allah forbid, they reject Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They reject the message, the Quran Sharif. So remember that we have to present to them, and if they are talib e sadiq, if they have quest for the truth, sincerity, Allah will bless them with Iman and Islam. How many countries we visited, and alhamdulillah, people are embracing Islam daily. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ Whosoever adopted and chose kufr, blasphemy, this ism, that ism, whatever. فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ So the wabal, the calamity, the catastrophe of that blasphemy will fall on him. He will never be successful in the year after. In this world also, if he or she thinks they are successful, it is very, very short period. We are in Durban, we are in Umslanga, we are here by the beach. And that is a wonderful lesson we should learn. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً Look at the ocean, look at the sea, O Indian, look at the Indian Ocean, and what do you see? You see the bubbles and the foam on top. And that bubble and foam is a sign of batil, a symbol of falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً So that bubble and foam that is on top, it will disappear. Zionism disappear, communism disappear, Christianity disappear, Judaism disappear, Hinduism disappear. Every ism will disappear sooner or later. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا Everything based on falsehood sooner or later shall perish. But me and you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, what are we? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ As for those people who are an asset to humanity, we are there to give them something better than what they possess and give them the best without any hidden agenda and ulterior motive. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that will remain forever and ever. So we have the water of Islam. Take the water of Islam and quench the thirst. Today, O Hujjaj Baytillah, you are in Makkah, you are in Aziziya, and already you're going to Mina. Thousands already went last night to Mina. So today, there in Makkah, Mina is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst. In the good old days, when they would go by camel and so forth, they would give the camels enough water and food and what have you. So for the next 5, 6, 7 days, no problem, remember. So today, they fill up all the oil and petrol and diesel. So that is still your mutarwiya. So how you can, you know, quench the thirst of everybody, everything. So we should be such that we are presenting the best. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, Africa, Europe, America, New Zealand, Australia, every one of you, buy some water, buy some fruit, give some tea, go give the poor Haji. So many millions, thousands of people are just waiting for somebody. So that is what Hajj is all about. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ, so then the calamity, disaster will befall him. And when people continue with that ism of theirs and they keep on advocating, propagating it, وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, and the non-Muslims, they are kufr, they are blasphemy, they are disbelief, by Almighty Allah, only increases illa maqta, nothing else but hatred, and they get more and more detested. Imagine no president, no prime minister in this world, or no king on this world, wants a sharik, wants a partner. Can we say we will have two presidents at the one time in South Africa? Can you say we'll have two prime ministers one time in Pakistan or India? Nobody will accept it. Can you tell Saudi Arabia or Bahrain or Morocco we'll have two kings here? Nobody will accept it. But the King of Kings, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, people today want to ascribe, associate partners to him. How short-sighted, how myopic you are, O human being. Can't you think? He is Malikul Muluk. He is King of Kings. He is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. He is one alone and unique. He has absolutely no associate, no partner. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا, and the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, they are kufr, they are disbelief, they are blasphemy, increases nothing but more and more loss, more and more failure, more and more damage for them in this world and in the year after. O Muslim, O Muslimah, today is the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Give the best gift to the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sha'ir says, the poet says, Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala al-Nabiyyil Mukhtar. Oh, you entering your house. Oh, you entering the masjid. Oh, you entering Mina, that read salawat, salutations on the best of Allah's creation, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep our tongue moist with that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, Allah jalla wa la grant us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 7th of Zulhijjah in South Africa, Southern Africa, and various parts of the world, Mauritius and India and Pakistan and where. But remember there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Mina, and Masjidul Aqsa and Al-Quds al-Sharif, Jerusalem, is the 8th of Zulhijjah. You know the Moon Sami is there in Saudi Arabia. They've got very sharp eyes. They see the moon and the crescent before the birth of the moon also. GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 252. That the United Nations says that the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime has committed more than 5,000 violations against the children of Gaza. Oh, Muslim, did you hear that? Oh, human being, people of justice and conscience, did you hear that? 5,000 violations against the children of Gaza al-Mubarakah. fire committed by the Israeli Defense Force and so forth. This is the United Nations report. This is not some Muslim report. And Hezbollah has fired, remember, hundreds of rockets into Israel, and they have damaged several places. Well done to you, Hezbollah. We make dua that Almighty Allah gives you true Iman and Islam. The Kuffar, the Shia, but remember Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bir rajul al fajir. That verily Almighty Allah sometimes uses non-Muslims to assist the deen and religion of Islam. Imagine this one, the Haaretz newspaper is screaming with the headlines, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. He conned the U.S. and he lied to them, and he conned Biden also. Don't you know Bibi Netanyahu? His name also is a lie. He is, you must remember, from Ukraine, Poland side, and he came here, he changed his identity. Benjamin Ney was his name, and how many babies have you killed today? Oh, Benjamin Ney, you harami war criminal. What the worst prime minister in the history of Israel, the rogue regime. And remember, he speaks of dismantling Hamas. You can't dismantle Hamas. You're just worried about your own skin, and you know that you'll be caught on corruption charges. If you're so worried about Israel, where is your son? Why is he sitting in America? And the other Jutlas and other Jews have to give their lives and fight and so forth. So see the double standards. That is what you should know. He's a serial liar. Anybody who dealt with him, you'll know that there. Ehud Barak, who was a prime minister once upon a time in Israel, says, Israel, the current government, must be ousted and dismantled. So there you got it from the horse's mouth. Their biggest politicians and former prime ministers say that they have to finish up this government. It's so corrupt and causing so much harm that Israel is becoming a pariah state because of its apartheid and terrorist policies. Hamas blames Blinken. They say Blinken is not part of the solution, rather he is part of the problem, and we agree. Whether it is Bibi Netanyahu, whether it is Biden, whether it is Blinken, whether it is Blair, whether it is Bush, all these bees are big bees, remember that. You know what's a bee in English? So a harami we call. So I add another bee. They're all big bees, and whole lot of war criminals. They all should be hanged. Yeah, bring them to South Africa. We will hang them here by our e-tolls, you know, with these electric tolls we got here and not functioning. So we can hang them there, the haramis. Sisi decided, the Pharaoh of Egypt, you see. Now he wants to come and show the people, see how good I am. So yesterday, day for yesterday, he was in Medina Munawwara, and now he's come for Hajj. So now they will stay in the royal palace, remember, there in Jeddah, then there in Mecca, then in Mina also they have a royal palace and so forth and so on. And they fly everywhere by helicopter, and when they bring them there to Arafat, then they just come and read the Zohar Asr Salat there in Masjid Namira, and then they go away to the palace again. So Sisi is there, the Indonesian leader is there, so many other president, prime ministers, politicians, diplomats are there. So that is what is Hajj is all about. Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam left his beloved wife Sayyida Hajar, you call it Tarkhim, Hajar, Hajara, radiallahu anha, with the beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, biwadin ghayri zi zara'in inda baytikal muharram, in a place where there's no vegetation, no habitation. She asked, you're leaving us here, and is it your wish, desire, or is Allah's command? He pointed, gestured to the skies, the iman of a lady. What a magnificent lady. What a pious lady. She said, Idan la yudayyana. Allah will never let us go to waste. Oh, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, we salute you and we make dua for you. Your sacrifice, the Zamzam water came. Your sacrifice, every person performing Umrah Hajj has to go up and down 7 times, Safa Marwa. That is what Islam is all about. Then he goes away and he cries and begs Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, faj'al af'idatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined to the Baytullah. He said, Minan Nas. If he had to say, Afidat the Nas, the whole world should thrive and be there, Muslim, non-Muslim. But Minan Nas, the Muslim people, and from the Muslim, the chosen people, they will be Duyuful Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah, and the Duyuful Nabi al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Mihman, and the guest of the Master, alayhi sallam. The Arab news reports that maybe today, maybe there might be some thunderstorms there in Makkah and Mina. Otherwise, it's so hot there, 47, 48, 49 degrees. So it will be very good. Ya Allah, apne kuch chinte barsaade, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, send some of your rain and your drizzle, that your mercy comes down. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, we go to Niagara Falls, we go to Iguazu, there in Argentina, Brazil, we come here to Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and Victoria Falls. So, mashallah, we just see some droplets fall on our head. We feel so elated, delighted. Ya Allah, send your droplets of mercy on the Hujjaj of Baytillah. 200 cities are invited by Putin. Putin is a champion. He knows what he's doing. He says, I want 200 cities, the mayors, politicians, come here to Moscow in August. We will teach you how to run a country and how your municipalities and that must be. And he's got them cornered, you see, that America doesn't know what to do. The Cuban government has welcomed Putin's what? His ship, and is filled with nuclear and so forth in Cuba. If you know America, you know Cuba. From there, Havana, Cuba to Florida is only 140 kilos. Now imagine if Putin orders them, open up. What will happen to America? What will happen to Biden? Biden the harami, his son can't look after his gun, and Biden can't look after his bowels and all that. They call him the poop man. You see, maaf, I'm using that word, but they call it the poop gate. You must remember that he can't control his bowels also, remember that. And then you got Trump there, he can't control his rifle. All of them charge on felony charges. So what haramis are running America? Lindsey Graham, he is allegedly great. His father was a reverend, and he is a politician, not married. And he is a person, they say, that he's gay. So he let out the secret. He said he didn't know that the mic is still on. You know, we in media, sometimes the mic is on and we speak, and everything comes out. He said, we can never let Ukraine go because it is filled with gold and other minerals and so forth. So what they worry about human life and that, they just want the oil, they want the gold, they want the platinum, they want the lithium. That's what they want, you must remember. But Putin fixed them all up. America catching a good hiding, Europe catching a good hiding, NATO catching a good hiding. People in Kuwait are in a state of shock, especially the Hindu community there. 50 people died, 40 of them from India, so you know, burnt and so forth. So a tragedy there. Indian policeman, one guy went crazy inside the court, he shot the magistrate. That does not resonate with us in South Africa. So how many shootings go on here and so forth? Allah protect us. The dark history of Hunter Biden. Hunter is the son of Joe Genocide Biden. So now Hunter was always hunting the prostitutes and drugs and so forth. Now Hunter has become the hunted. So what does Biden say? Because now he has to show a straight face to the American public, elections in November. He says, I, as the president of America, will not pardon my son. He must face the consequences. You see, brinkmanship, leadership. Why? Because all this is a huge pretense. He wants to show he's a man of justice. Biden, if you're a man of justice, then release all my brothers in Gitmo. Release my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, there in the hellhole there. Don't come and make your American people fools and so forth. An oil refinery on fire there in Iraq. Iraq, you know, is big problems there. So they have so much oil, but they don't have the personnel also to run it properly. The Americans are siphoning oil from there. Malema, leader of EFF. You know, today is the first day that the 400 parliamentarians, MPs, will be sworn in. But the MK, President Zuma and his party, they say they're boycotting, they won't be there. So 58 of them won't be there. Balema says, we from the EFF must be chosen as the Speaker of Parliament. You know, the umpire, the referee, they call him the Speaker. But I don't think that will ever happen. ANC, DA have got everything tuned up and everything done is a done deal. Because remember, the Western powers told them, you bring in Malema, you bring in Zuma, your economy will then dwindle and it will go from bad to worse. So therefore, their things will change dramatically. And you see that now that they cut the deal here for your Natal province, that Zuma's party won the majority, 45 seats, only 58 seats they won, but 45%. But they can't perform, they can't be the government because not 50 plus 1. So therefore, ANC, DAIFP, they cut the deal and they will be ruling the province of KwaZulu-Natal. MK and EFF will be all in the opposition. So that is what's happening. MBS of Saudi Arabia, the Murtad bin Shaitan, we call him, he says he's skipping the G7 day in Italy. Too many guests are coming for Hajj and so forth. He knows that what he did, so to face them is a big problem for him. So you must remember, he removed Saudi Arabia with a deal with America. Now they can sell oil in any currency. So now his life is in danger. He knows that very well. So Mina, O Hujjaj, Baytillah, today is the 8th of Zulhijjah from Makkah, Azizia, you're going to Mina. What will you do there today? Best ibadat, read labbaik abundantly, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. Read Quran Sharif as much as possible. Tomorrow on the Maidan of Arafat, in the plains of Arafat, after your Zuhr Asr Salat, then you complete your Quran in Arafat, and then you make dua, and then see what happens. O ulama, O respected imams, and that my advice to you, today you're going to Mina. Those of you who follow the Hanafi school, then you should perform the Jummah Salat. We perform Jummah Salat there so many a time, so that is my advice. But if you're following the Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali, then you can't read Jummah Salat in Mina, and in Masjidul Khayf, there's no Jummah Salat. All the Salats are two rakats, Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Isha, and Maghrib is 3 rakats. Yesterday when I was in the plane, remember, I love my newspaper, so I was reading The Citizen and The Star. In The Citizen, you must read it, all you Muslims, and all of you in the media. You must read that one article one Jutla wrote there. I'm even amazed that The Citizen allowed such rubbish to be published in their newspaper. He says they must get rid of all the Palestinians in Gaza and there in West Bank and just give it to Israel. And there's no such thing as two-state and that. So every Muslim, you must write to The Citizen and we must tell them that we can stand for Palestine and the world is standing with Palestine. The global narrative has changed it. And if you Jutla, you don't like South Africa, go stay in Israel. What are you doing here? Today, inshallah, our program will be my brother Dawood Monley, your brothers there in Pietermaritzburg and Camperdown. Write down this number, please. Dawood Monley, inshallah, will be in Pietermaritzburg this morning. And those of you who want to get your radios, decoders tuned up, so write his number down and make a note of it, 063-403-2743. So it's free. Now, but don't waste his time. Now there'll be many houses he has to go. 063-403-2743. And this afternoon he'll be there in Camperdown. So all of you in Camperdown, inshallah, can also call him and he'll come there and tune up your decoders. 063-403-2743. Our program, inshallah, this morning we'll go there to Pietermaritzburg. We'll translate the khutbah of Sheikh Bandar Balila. The khutbah and then salat and then we'll translate in dua. And my Jummah will be there, inshallah, in Mountain Rise Day in Pietermaritzburg. Adhan at 12:10, 12:15, around there it will be the talk. And it will be live on Radio Lansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. And remember the weather in Durban, excellent, beautiful weather. Yesterday I saw people reading Salat and all that just with the kurta over their shirt and so forth. No jersey, no nothing. I myself, no jersey, nothing when I went for Isha Salat to Tongat, mashallah. wonderful program. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai. So today Jummah, inshallah, Mountain Rise, and tonight Camper Down, Jamaat Salat is 7 o'clock. So the night program will be live on Sirius FM, inshallah Al-Aziz, and Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jamaah, inshallah. Marana, we have 15 minutes or so. So let us fire up with the questions, inshallah.
I have a question. My sister bought 5 sheep for Qurbani. It was in the yard. The dogs managed to get in somehow and bit 2 of the sheep really badly. They had to make zabah of 2 yesterday. Can you please advise, do we have to buy the 2 again?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this couple, this family had 5 sheep. But the dog came, and masha'allahu kan, wa ma'alam yasha'alam yakun. Whatever Allah decrees will happen, and whatever Allah does not decree will not happen. So the dog came and injured the sheep and that badly, so they had to slaughter 2 of them this yesterday. And now Eid al-Adha is only on Monday here in South Africa, and there in Makkah, Medina, Arab countries, most of them, it will be on Sunday. So in a case like that, my brother, sister, just purchase 2 more sheep and you will feel it's too expensive, another 5,000 then gone. There 2,500, 2,500 or 6,000, you know, 3,000, 3,000. Then send the shares for that 2 to overseas, you know, 500 rand, 500 rand. Send it with some reliable organization in whom you have confidence. But all said and done, my advice to you will be, if you can afford it, then just buy 2 more sheep, and inshallah Allah will reward you. Sometimes in life we do good things, but then a calamity strikes. That is not a punishment, it's a test of our ikhlas, our sincerity, our commitment. Then when we do that, Allah Jalla Wala gives us something better. Always remember this usul and principle. We're doing something good, and then it's taken away from us. So what does Almighty Allah say? إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. That when there is goodness in your heart, and then that thing is taken away from you, so remember that Almighty Allah will give you something better, and Allah will forgive you also. Chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 70. So that is my advice to you. Just say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا رَجُعُونَ. Ya Allah, we love you. We love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, and we love our deen of Islam. Never mind, we still slaughtered that yesterday. We will eat it, we'll give it to the poor people also, but we will slaughter, we'll buy 2 more sheep, and inshallah, for your love and your pleasure, we will do that, O our beloved Allah.
Mufti Saab, can you please tell how many times the following prophets are mentioned in the Holy Quran? Number 1, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Number 2, Hazrat Isa. Number 3, Hazrat Ayyub. Number 4, Hazrat Sulaiman. And number 5, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So, must be a question in a course or something. Now, do they want the answers here from me? And they'll say that they got the answer. I'll just give you 3-4 quickly. The most you must remember is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam 136 times you must remember. That is the most. The Nami Isme Grami is mentioned. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam 69 times. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam 43 times. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam 4 times. Nabi Adam, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam 25 times. Inna matala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. These are all miracles, remember that. If you want this, just go to my book, you understand, Milestones, and you will find all the Anbiya. And on page 54 it is, inshallah, if I remember correctly, to all the Anbiya from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right up to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times the Nami Ispigrami is mentioned? My book, you get it on the internet and so forth. So Milestones, and you will find it there, inshallah. If I remember, I'll tell my brother Suleiman Esop. You know, when I'm traveling, it's but difficult. But we'll try and send it out, inshallah, as if I remember.
Mufti Saab, what is the correct view regarding fasting on Arafah, if it on Saturday?
Remember that first and foremost, we should know what are the virtues of fasting on the day of Arafat. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُكَفِّرُ سَنَةَ الْمَاضِيَ وَالْقَابِلَ. This is authentic hadith. That Muslim Sharif. So one, the previous year's sins are forgiven and the following year's sins are forgiven. Majority ulama say it refers and it alludes to the saghair, the minor sins. Other ulama say other sins also. Anyway, so we should try and fast on the day of Arafat. So what is the day of Arafat? So the people who are there in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa and so forth, so they should fast tomorrow, that is Saturday. But remember that for the Hajis, the Hujjaj must not fast. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Amal Mubarak, the Master alayhi salam, in Arafat had milk to show the Ummah that Hajis must not fast. And this hadith also in Ibn Majah and other compilations, that the Hajis who are there should not be fasting. Non-pilgrims, non-hujjaj, for us to fast is sunnah. And we in South Africa, Mauritius, India, and here and there, so we must remember today the date is the 7th, and tomorrow Saturday 8th, and then Sunday is the 9th, so we will fast on Sunday, inshallah, we make intention also, we will fast inshallah on Sunday, you keep one fast is fine. But you want to practice on ihtiyat and precaution and all that, so fast both days, no problem. Tomorrow, Saturday you fast, and Sunday you fast, so that's excellent, there's no problem with that.
Kindly explain the kafara of a broken oath, Mufti Sahib.
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions it in the noble Quran. If you open the seventh juz, you will find Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ, that when a person took an oath, a qasam, Wallahi, I will not talk with you, I will not visit you, and then you started speaking to that person, then you went to visit that person. So all these type of oaths, remember, are not even permissible in the first place. So we use the name of Almighty Allah, Wallah, Billah, Tallah, all that. Qasam, I'm telling you this. So now we desecrated the sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 89. So Almighty Allah mentions that, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ. You have to feed 10 poor Muslims, or you have to give 10 poor Muslims clothing. So when people ask me this, I say that you have to give them 500 rand in cash. So for 10 poor Muslims, you give each one of them 50 rand each, and the total will be 500 rand. So because today cost of living is so expensive, so when you give food, it's the fuqaha, jurors, scholars have written, a breakfast and a supper. So that is, so breakfast, supper, 25 rand, 25 rand. Today is hardly anything much, but anyway, so we say give 500 rand to 10 poor Muslims and you give each one of them 50 rand. And then is mentioned about tahriru raqaba, liberating a slave, and it isn't slaves today. And remember the fasting for 3 days, and that is only if a person cannot afford anything. He himself is so poor. So the Hanafi say, Salatati ayyamin mutatabi'at. So the word mutatabi'at is not mentioned in the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and them, that's how they used to make the tafsir of it in commentary. You must fast 3 consecutive fasts. Shafi and them say, whether you keep consecutively, intermittently. So all is permissible, but that is only exclusively for very poor people who cannot afford giving that 500 rand and so forth. See what Allah Ta'ala says in front. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ. That is the penalty, that of your oath, when you took an oath and you violated it, you desecrated the sacred name of Allah. وَحْفَذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Guard your yameen, your oath and so forth as far as possible. First of all, we should not be taking oaths. And if you take it, fulfill it. But if it's a haram oath, then you must break it. Chapter 5, verse number 89. So don't take Allah Ta'ala's name in vain. Remember, that's a major, major sin. And therefore, it's called al-yameenul ghamus sometimes. Yameenul ghamus, ghamus means to dive and plunge into the vices and sins, the ocean of vices and sins. So always, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the genius giant he was, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Chirmuhu Swaghir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small. The crime it commits is very, very big. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Saab, I use hay products that has the ingredients of dacha in it as I suffer really bad psoriasis in my head. It's really itchy and really discomfort. Will it be the same like how one uses sanitizers, like it has alcohol, one's not consuming it?
Remember, our fatwa will be that these type of things are not permissible when there are alternatives and so forth. Although you are suffering from itchiness and what, but you start using dacha and all that on your head. Allah forbid, I mean, I'm not trying to make a joke, but just now you see you walking a little bit zigzag also, you know. So remember that. So therefore, we mustn't use these things here. Allah has not put shifa and cure in haram things. That's the sahih, authentic hadith. Remember of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brother, come, I give you ilaj, a treatment. You take olive oil. Allah speaks of olive oil in the Quran. Wattini wa zaytun. وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهْنِ وَصَبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ. So many places Allah is speaking about olive oil and olive and so forth and so on. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, كُلُوا الزَّيْتِ, eat the olives. وَدَّهِنُوا بِهِ, apply the olive oil. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرَةِ مُبَارَكَةِ, from a blessed honorable tree. This is authentic, good hadith, you can use it. So take olive oil, read 7 times Surah Fatiha, blow on it. Surah Fatiha is Alhamdu, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, 7 times you read, and thereafter you take that oil and then you rub it, massage your hair and head and everything with that, and inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will give you shifa. Use that which is mentioned in Quran Sharif, which is mentioned in Sunnah Mubarakah. You got itchiness, you got problems, so read. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين abundantly. Surah 21 and verse number 87. And just before that is the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. So the dua supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, Surah number 21 in the 17th supara, verse 83. أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ. Ya Allah, this calamity, this disaster has afflicted me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And then the hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, دَعُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِصَدَقَى. That give out charity on behalf of the people who are ill and sick. So my brother, sister, do that. Leave all the dacha business. So they say in South Africa politics, there's a dacha party. So what the dacha party is going to do, they're going to weed out all the corruption. You see that? So you know South Africa. South Africa, you get all types of people. You'll get a sober party and you'll get a dacha party also. Stay away from all the dacha, my brood. That's all. We don't allow these things in Islam. Last question, Maulana.
If a family member passes away on Eid day, will we be exempt from doing qurbani and celebrating Eid as this member is our breadwinner of our family?
No, remember that in Islam we still must make qurbani. In Islam, outwardly, we must still show happiness. Inna likulli qawmin eid wa hada eiduna. And remember that this is our Eid, Eidul Adha. Yes, inside, you must remember, you must very sad. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son, 18 months old, Ibrahim passed away. What the Master alayhi salam did and said, the tears Mubarak were rolling down and said, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, your separation, your judai has now made us so sad, but the life will continue. So you can't say, no, we won't make qurbani. No, we must make qurbani. And you must remember, you celebrate the Eid, everything. In Islam, the mourning period is 3 days. So that you do, but internally. Not you say that, no, we won't do this, we won't do that. No. So in Islam, when my father passed away, Ramadan, so then I told my brother, he was there, other brother was in Makkah, and he made it for janazah with Allah's help. So I told his brother and the family, read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Read 2 rakat to thank Allah. He looked at me. I said, if Allah took mother and father, what we could do? Nothing. So remember that, what halat, conditions Allah give us, we still make shukr for it. Alhamdulillah, everything goes well. If difficulty, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We praise you, Ya Allah, in all circumstances. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.